Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Kelly Clarkson, and this is Miss Into Podcast.
The Kelly Clarkson Fan Podcast, talking all things Kelly and to you.
Here is Jeremy and Pam.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to a brand new episode of Miss Into Podcast, the Kelly Clarkson Fan Podcast. My name is Pam.
And I'm Jeremy, and you have joined us on a very special episode this week. We have a fantastic guest that we have been waiting for a really long time to have on the show, and now finally all the stars have aligned, and so we get to welcome one of the senior digital producers from the Kelly Clarkson Show, Mr. Andy Shaw, to the show. He's going to be talking about his big move from LA to New York, and also talking about the big move he did before that, moving from Australia to the United States to work in television.
Yes.
Pam, before we bring Andy on to the show, we have a little bit of new news that came out this week. And that is, and really this was kind of not a big surprise because I think some of us predicted or at least assumed.
Rob did. Rob texted us and was like, I bet you it's going to be this.
Yeah, we assumed that this might happen. And that is, we got the news that Kelly is going to be a musical guest and the overall host of NBC's Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting.
Yeah, so I think it's happening on November 29th. It seems like some of it might be pre-taped. I'm not sure, but as far as hers goes, everything that she's doing is going to be live. I've seen people be like, oh, can we get tickets? I'm going to be real with you guys. I've never been to the tree. I mean, I've seen the tree plenty of times, but I've never, because it's up for like six, seven weeks. But I've never been to the actual tree lighting. So, and I know she's performed at it, but I just haven't gone. I'm pretty sure it's a first come, first serve. But like, you have to get there kind of early. So I don't know if I'm going. I think it's going to be a game time decision. See what the weather's like.
It sounds like one of those kinds of events where you have to kind of camp out for the day.
Yeah, and I have to work.
They're at 30 Rock.
I have to work. but if you go, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'll go. Maybe I'll have a change of heart. But I'm excited. I'm excited for this. She's so leaning into nothing but Clarkson. NBC really leaning into it. I'm really happy for her. And regardless, like, even if you can't go in person, it's going to be on TV. So everyone can watch it. If you're outside the U.S., I'm sure it'll be up there. There will be clips on YouTube, I'm sure. Or our buddy Seth can maybe cap it for us, please. But yeah, I'm excited.
I think, you know, this was one of those things. And like you said, you know, our friend Rob more or less predicted that this was going to happen. And I think that this was one of the things that we thought, well, that's kind of a foregone conclusion because she's there now. She's readily accessible. And she's usually game to host just about anything that NBC asks her for. And so this one seemed like a no-brainer. At the very least, have her come out. Somebody who has two catalog Christmas albums, have her come out and perform. So, yeah, this one was not a huge surprise, but still, nonetheless, very exciting as well. Speaking of other Christmas things, I guess, I don't know if we really did mention this at all, and stop me if we have, but we didn't really mention her appearance in the Wynonna Christmas special.
Oh, well, that's because we didn't really have a ton of details yet, but
yeah,
it was, I would say earlier in October, I think it was at the Ryman or Opry?
I think it was at the Opry.
The Opry, okay. One of the two in Nashville. She performed at Wynonna, is that Wynonna? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Wynonna Judd.
I'm so not country. my bad. She's doing a Christmas special for NBC. I don't know if we have an exact air date yet, but Kelly is going to be, it's already taped, but Kelly will be one of the performers there. I read rumors of what she's saying. I don't know if I want to say it.
Go ahead. Why not?
I think I read she's saying Underneath the Tree. Did I make this up or did they do a duet as well? Did I make
I think
that
they
up?
Did a duet. Yeah.
Okay. But I have no idea of what. So once we have more info and like an actual like air date, we'll keep you guys posted. But that's exciting. So I think it's going to be on NBC as well. So it checks out. Checks out. It was when she was in town for the Ronnie Millsap tribute show. I think it was the night before.
Which, by the way, I watched a couple of the videos from that. Another thing that we never really talked about, because we were just talking about so many other different things with your trip to opening week at the Kelly Clarkson show, where it's just a lot of other stuff going on. We didn't even talk about the Ronnie Millsap tribute. And I think it's also, it was a little under the radar because Ronnie Millsap, maybe not a real big name to a lot of Kelly's fans.
I have no idea who he is.
I mean, I'm an older guy, so I grew up with my grandma listening to classic country, and I got a heaping helping of Ronnie Millsap, so he's got a whole catalog of songs that I really like. I know the song that she sang. I'm not as familiar with it. It's not one of his, like, mega, mega massive hits that he's known for, but her performance is out there on YouTube and whatnot, so go check it out from the Ronnie Millsap tribute. It was a beautiful performance. She led off the entire show, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, she opened it. I had no idea what the song was, but I'm like, this is so good.
Yeah, it was a beautiful performance.
It's definitely up there on YouTube. I would just type in, you know, Kelly Clarkson, Ronnie Millsap, and something will come up.
Yep. So check those out if you get a chance. But yeah, again, late November, check out Kelly hosting the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting ceremony this year. Very exciting.
Yes.
We are so happy to welcome to the show our dear friend. He is the senior supervising digital producer for the Kelly Clarkson Show and all around just wonderful man. He is producer Andy Shaw. Hey, buddy.
Jeremy Bingham. Seriously, this is Bingham, man. This is quite the intro. That's so sweet.
Well, look, you deserve all of the grand intros that you get, my friend.
You do.
It's so nice to be here with you guys. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday.
Same to you.
Our favorite Aussie.
That's a big title.
It's true, though. So currently you're on vacay. We will not say where, but you are on a little vacay right now. But you are like...
Oh, you can say it. I'm on Fire Island. This is fun. Fire Island. Okay.
That's true. This also isn't coming out for a few weeks, so no one's going to stalk you. New York. Okay. You just moved here from LA, obviously. The talk show just moved over. What's it like being in New York? I'm assuming you've never lived here before.
Holy Lord. This has been such a transition. It's been... Here's the thing, you know me, I'm toxically positive, as I say, like, Andy, I'll make everything fine. This has been the most awesome, joyful, amazing experience moving to New York. I feel like there's been nothing that could get in my way. If anything went wrong, I'd be like, cool, let's fix it. I am so happy in this city. I feel like New York was always meant to be the city I was going to end up living in. It was always the dream when I was younger. And so to be able to move here, not just for like my next chapter in life, but to move here with Kelly and the entire Kelly Clarkson Show crew, it has just been such a hoot. And so, yeah, I'm just so happy to sort of be, you know, getting into the movements of recording the show again, getting into the rhythms of recording the show. And I've been able to see you, Pam. You came in for a taping in our very first week.
I did. I had to. I was trying to come to the very first taping, but I'm like, all right, I have to work. Like, my friends are like, are you just going to go all the time? I'm like, I have a job. I can't like be at the show every week as much as I would love to. But I'm so happy. I mean, I live here. I've always lived here. So I'm so happy that the entire team is now based here. Before the strike was over, you were here living your best life. And I remember seeing you at the Today Show. And I'm like, Andy, you have done more in the last month or so than I've ever done in my 30 years of living here. And I want to just like admire you for, like, I admire you so much for that. Cause you're really living your best life. And I love that for you.
Listen, there is no option to not grasp this life by the bullhorns. Yeah. I chose words correctly there. There was some options of what I was going to be grabbing, and it was bullhorns for this one. There's just no option to not be a yes man and just enjoy every opportunity that's coming. I feel like this new chapter is like a new lease, not just in my career, but on life. And when New York has everything going on, and it has everything going on, that when all these things are coming on, you get invited to different places and different events and birthdays and dinners and the Today Show and all these different things that we're doing. Oh, I'm a yes man. And it's just so cool to be able to experience everything that this city has to offer. When it's offered.
I feel like you need to be my therapist. Well, no, that's too much for you. But man, you just give off this energy and I want it. I want it. I'm so happy for you guys.
That's what friends are for. You can call me anytime.
Well, Andy, before we get too far into your new life in New York, I mean, we kind of want to start with the beginning. Obviously, you're Australian. What got you back in Australia. What got you interested in going into like the TV industry? Was that something you always kind of wanted to do? Because you definitely did that before you moved here to the States.
Yeah, I've had such a, my career has been so interesting because it's sort of, it's always been in TV. I've always wanted to work in the TV and entertainment industry. Having this personality when I was, you know, 15 years old as well, I was always like this. I was always like that kid where I think people are always like, he's got something going on there. And what I mean is like, he's just, he's either too much or he's like there's just, everything's a show. And so as a kid, I was like, I grew up, you know, doing like theater and just loving being a part of like communities and entertainment and things like that. And so at the age of 15, I was in a small country town called Newcastle in Australia, which is just north of Sydney. And I was like, where's my place? Like, what do I do? What do I want to do? And I was watching the Ellen DeGeneres show. And I was like, that show, that joy, what they're doing for people and giving back and making people laugh. And I was like, I want that. I want to work in that. I don't want to be the person on TV. I want to be the person helping make that happen and like surprising people and changing people's lives and bringing people joy. And so I just set this goal when I was 15 of like, I'm going to do that. In, where is it? It's in Los Angeles. Great. I'm going to make that work somehow. And so I just set these goals and I went to university and I studied film production and I got out and I got my first job on a TV show in Australia called Home and Away, where like, it's like a soap opera where like Chris Hemsworth started off and a lot of big Australian stars. And so I went like across different shows and Home and Away and Next Top Model and MasterChef. And then I landed on Nickelodeon Australia for 5 years where I produced and directed and edited Australian kids TV series. And it was just like the time of my life. And so I sort of got to a point when I was about 29, I had so much great experience. And I think now's the time. Just like, let's go to America. Let's pack up and move. And so I moved to Los Angeles and I knew no one. I mean, I think I knew like three humans. And I just networked and networked and networked for a whole year. And then after 1 year, I landed my dream job on the Ellen show.
I was going to say, that's so full circle. You truly manifested that. Oh my gosh.
I mean, I pinch myself every day, like with everything that I'm doing, that I'm saying, everything that I sort of set, it's like, I think I'm just really stubborn.
No, that's great.
I mean, I'm just so stubborn. I'm like, oh, there's no way I'm not going to get it. Like, I'm going to, there's no nose will ever be able to stop me.
That's how you make it in this business. Like in the entertainment in general, no matter if it's TV, movies, music, whatever that might be, like you got to network and you have to hustle. People don't get that. Like you're not just going to get it. You have to like network and meet people and work your butt off and work crazy hours and you put in the work and clearly it paid off.
I mean, I keep thinking, I'm like, did I actually succeed in my goals or did I just wear people down?
You succeeded. People want to work with you.
So tell us about your time on the Ellen show. What did they have you doing there?
So I basically, my first job over there is when they were starting to really expand this whole digital world. Digital is something that was kind of very new back then, but it's, you know, it's the forefront of everything now. Everyone watches things on digital. And so Ellen was expanding her brand to, you know, start to create original digital series and more behind the scenes and different original content with Ellen, with all the celebs that come on the show, traveling around, you know, America and the world, making series like same sort of things that they're doing on the show, but, you know, getting brand sponsored sort of series that we go and film, you know, renovating schools in amazing areas or, you know, giving back and, you know, changing people's lives. It was just such an amazing time to be part of that digital team because we were doing such fun, incredible things for such, you know, good causes. And I was sort of producing and directing a lot of those original series, but then also just producing digital content with all of our celebs that were on the show. So that was a hoot. And so that's where it kind of all started here in America.
Nice. And then, so did you stay with Ellen up until the end of her run?
So during the pandemic and when sort of all of the media and it was quite a sort of a tumultuous time. I was there sort of during the pandemic. And so I left the show probably about 9 months before the show like finally wrapped up, which was so sad because like it would have been so great to be on that final episode of the Ellen show and looked up to it so much. But I had been there for so long and done so many amazing things. It was definitely a good time, especially during the pandemic. So, you know, it was time to do something new and mix things up, because I, you know, I needed to take care of, you know, take care of myself, yeah, and make sure that I was listening to myself saying, you know what, you need something new. It's time for a new change, a new start.
I did the exact same thing during COVID, and it was like the best thing.
Oh, ever, yeah? So. What did you do?
Well, I worked in like artist management for 10 years, like with like bands.
Oh, I remember that. You just mentioned that before. Yeah.
Yeah. And now I work for I did a total 180. I work for a nonprofit that helps families impacted by like substance use. And like, I'm on our like comms team. I do a lot of like content for them. So I kind of did a 180, but it was like the best thing I did.
Okay. So cool. So it's good to know that you're not just a great person, but you're also a great person. Cool,
oh,
cool,
thank
cool.
you. Thank you. You're so sweet. Thank you. One question I have though, and this is both with Ellen, this is with Kelly's show, because you do a similar role on Kelly's show, obviously. Where does the inspiration strike? Like, anytime I see, like, on a Saturday morning, there'll be, like, a new YouTube video go up or any, you know, random stuff. And it's just the most unique, fun things that you do with Kelly, with the guests, whoever that might be. Where does that come from? Is it a team? Is it just you thinking about it?
Oh, everything is a team. We have an amazing digital team at the Kelly Clarkson Show. And we actually have a lot of new members on the team now. Now that we've moved to New York, we have some new people that have joined us. But, you know, for the last 2 years, we had this rock star team of producers, social media producers, editors, that have just sort of, we get together and we, you know, brainstorm different things that we can do on social. But when it comes to sort of like inspiration, it is not hard to find fun things to do when you're working with Miss Kelly Clarkson. She is just a bucket of joy. And all I keep thinking of whenever I'm trying to come up with ideas, like, you know, we can base ideas based on like what holidays are coming up. Is it Thanksgiving, Halloween, Christmas, Mother's Day, whatever's coming up, we can kind of, you know, create creative around it. But I just keep thinking, what is going to make Kelly enjoy this piece of creative? What can I surprise her with? What can I do to make her smile, make her have fun? Because that's what her fans like to watch. And so I just know our audiences are going to love just watching her enjoy what it is. And so, you know, it's always fun. Games are always a winner. You know, being able to get Kelly to compete against people like Jesse and Trisha, her amazing manager, and just different people on the staff. Games are always fun, doing quizzes. And also, one of my favorite things is just getting Kelly to react to things that she loves. Like, she reacted to Bridgerton, and yes, it was just like the most amazing thing to watch because she loves it so much. And I just like prompt her with a couple of like, tell us a bit about this. And she goes, and she's off.
And she's off.
And so it was so fun to just sit there and sort of listen to her enjoy.
Because,
and she's off.
You also just don't want to create content, obviously, that's like viral. You want to create something that she's actually going to enjoy, because you don't want to force anyone to do something just because it's like what's buzzworthy right now. So I think you do a really special job. Speaking of the holiday things, one of my favorite things that I know you guys are doing soon is the Creepy Toddler series, where people share horrible stories about their kids. Jeremy, do you have any?
I'm recording on Wednesday.
Nice.
Jeremy, you need to say something.
Yeah, I wish that I could remember something that our kid did that was really super creepy. He was actually a relatively normal little guy. So I wish I had a great story. I know. I walk up to him every day. I'm like, why weren't you more interesting?
That's a great thing to say to your kid.
Definitely a way to like reassert positive. Yeah, positive upbringing. This is great.
You suck.
Yes.
Why aren't you funnier? Why don't you sing like Kelly?
That's right. Why aren't you more entertaining?
I'm also curious now, like what, like when you left Ellen, did you have any, did you just leave? Did you, I mean, you don't have to get into too many logistics here, but like, did you know you were going to be going to Kelly's show? Did you know people who worked on it? What was the path to get on that staff?
It was such an interesting time because I didn't know what my next steps were going to be, because my dream was to work on that show. And I'm like, what's next? Like, I never set that next goalpost. And so I was I have some amazing friends in LA, and a friend of mine, Kevin Huvane, who runs CAA, like the talent agency.
Yeah.
I had a quick meeting with him just to, you know, say like, you know, what do you think would be a great next move? And he said, I actually have a friend I need to introduce you to that would love you. And he introduced me to a woman called Ellen Rakuten, one of the original creators of the Oprah Winfrey Show. She was one of the producers there. And she was producing Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett Smith and the Smith family. And I went and had a meeting with them, and I started working there the next day. It was awesome. And so I went straight off Ellen to working like that next week for Red Table Talk. And it was just this really swift change so quickly into working for this show. And then the next week I'm like driving to Will and Jada's house to film this TV show, driving out to where they live.
What's your life?
In Calabasas. And you're sort of going, what is happening? And the gates open and you're onto their like their where they live, and you go, this is literally where they film this show. It was mind-blowing and such a cool experience to work with such powerhouse people in the industry who I've looked up to for so long. Will Smith is one of the coolest people I have ever been able to meet, but like that show was like really impactful and powerful and changes lives. They're like the education they did around that table, it was an amazing blessing to be able to work there. And so I was their field producer and then turned into a supervising producer. I directed my own episode. And then I ended up stage managing because I was so good at organizing crews and bringing people together that I was like running the set for, you know, the 6 months. It was so fun. It was great.
Well, and I'm glad you mentioned the field producing, because, you know, since, you know, we have a lot of people who aren't in the industry, obviously, who listen to our show. Can you explain a little bit more to us about field producing versus producing regular segments for shows?
Yeah. So field producing literally is sort of, you know, producing segments, but not in the studio, out in the field. And so if we were to take Kelly down through 30 Rock, if we were going to take her to a Broadway show and film behind the scenes, anything that has logistics outside of the studio, that's field producing. So those, us field producers, I'm not a field producer on the Kelly Clarkson show. That's Bryce. He's amazing. You know, it just have to organize all logistics from writing scripts to getting permits to getting permissions to film in certain locations, bringing all the teams together from set, art department, wardrobe, making sure everything is buttoned up. It's a really awesome, highly organized job, which is great for my OCD. I can just tick all the things off. It's great.
Me too, sir. Me too.
So then, okay, so you're working with Will and Jada and Red Table Talk. And so when does the opportunity for the Kelly Clarkson show come up?
I was sort of looking at what my next thing would be, and I got reached out to from an amazing woman called Jenny Depper, who at the time was running sort of digital, not just for Kelly Clarkson show, but for all syndication studios, which is NBC syndication studios like Karamo, Maury Povich, Jerry Springer, like all these different shows, Access Hollywood.
Yeah.
And so she wanted to do with Kelly Clarkson show digital kind of what Ellen had done. And so, you know, I had an interview with her, and then I went through the whole interview process at NBC. And it's funny. At first I thought my next job cannot be another daytime talk show. Like this is, I've been in daytime for 5 years. I'm like, what's my next thing? But then as I really got to learn about the Kelly Clarkson show and what it stands for, and then I started to watch it, and I started to, because I hadn't really, I don't really watch TV when you work in daytime.
Yep.
I had just seen clips online, and I was like, oh, this is so much fun. This is so joyful. So as I learned more and more about it, I realized, you know what, this really is my calling, because this show and the people stand for exactly what I stand for. And it's also at a time where it was just, it feels like it was two seasons in. This was going into season three, and it was really just starting. So it was so early on, but it just felt like such an exciting time. And I thought, you know what, this could be the most amazing opportunity to, you know, come in and help join this team and see what I can do to get more eyeballs on us and create more fun content with Kelly. And I honestly, it's the best decision I ever made. I'm so grateful for it, because I am just so happy at this show. It's incredible.
Did you start during COVID?
I did. Like, yeah, I mean, look, I mean, COVID was, yeah. Like,
but I mean, like, were you in the studio, or like, were you doing everything virtual?
So the Kelly Clarkson show, you know this, but it started in September of 2019.
Yes.
And so then in March of 2020, everything went virtual. Everything, it was just a crazy time. So the Kelly Clarkson show, and Kelly said this, she said this on camera to me, it's in one of our behind the scenes, that there's not been one single season of the Kelly Clarkson show that has been normal.
Yes.
And so, and that's also why we started this season with I Won't Give Up, Kelly's new anthem, because she's like, listen, you can throw whatever you want at us, but we won't give up. So I thought that was a really beautiful opening to season five. But no, so I started in 2021 in August. And so that was season three. It was in the pandemic. A lot of people hadn't even met before. Everything was super virtual. But my job was to literally be on set. So I would be like, and you, not everyone was allowed to be on set at Universal Studios at this time because the pandemic was really still raging. And so I was kind of like a one-man band, like filming, editing, producing, not editing, but like filming, producing, directing, you know, Kelly and talent on set, and sending it to our editors who were virtually, you know, sitting at home waiting for the editors to come in. It was such a wild time because you literally meet people at our wrap party at the end of season three that you have never met in your life, but you've worked with for a whole year. It was so wild. But yeah, this, I think this is why being here in New York now feels so amazing because everyone's here.
Yeah.
We still have remote, our, like amazing remote staff in Los Angeles, some of our key players, but we have a crew here and we're all in the studio together and we're all like, it's just the camaraderie is so powerful and magical. It's really cool. I feel like it's like that tiny bit of normalcy has come back.
Yeah, it's funny. I remember we spoke with Robert Venable a couple months ago.
And love.
He's awesome. And he was like, yeah. Like,
legend.
For like a year, after a year, I finally saw people's mouths because everyone was always masked up. He was like.
Oh my God, it is so weird because funny story. I'm producing Kelly. She's never met me before except for like a mask. So she sees these like. Whatever colored eyes I have, that's it. That's all I got. And and then the next season, so the premiere of season four, we do something called the Kellyoke Search. And so we're traveling around America, finding some of the best voices that Kelly might select her favorites to come and sing on the show. And she did. It was amazing. And so for the first time, I'm in New York City. It's our first stop. And I have my mask off in the street. And I have a video. It's so funny. Someone was filming it. Because I'm producing her, doing some pieces to camera, and she goes, "You have a beard? I've never seen your face before." It was the most earnest and beautiful thing, but it was so funny because, like, really, you sort of realize, "Oh God, we really don't know what our coworkers look like."
It was a really funny moment.
A year of working with her, and she still had no idea what I looked like because I'd never taken my mask off. You have a beard?
That's so crazy.
Oh my God.
So, I mean, you talked a little bit about the sort of the resiliency of the staff at the Kelly Clarkson show and how, you know, they have not had, even prior to your arrival, they never had a really normal season under their belt. I mean, you can even say a little bit that even season five is starting out a little abnormal because you're in a brand new city. You've got, you know, brand new people that are just starting with the show.
It started late. What is it? You know?
Yeah, it started late. You know, you've got a strike that you're dealing with.
Really?
So, so what is the attitude of everyone on that show? I mean, has this sort of strengthened everyone because they've really? I mean, you can have shows get things thrown at them over the course of the run of a show, but is it a little bit different with this team because you guys really have had everything thrown at you?
Yeah, I think you said it best by just using that word resilient. Like everyone is just, you know, we're just always bouncing off whatever's happened. There's never like this is going wrong. It's a cool, what's happened? What can we do to keep going? There's never a question of like, we're not going to fail. We're going to keep going. So if there's an issue or a hurdle thrown in the road, how do we get over it? And we get over it as a team every time. It's a really cool attitude to have. So I film obviously all of our behind the scenes and things like that. So I was with Kelly and our executive producer, Alex Duda, who is an absolute rock star. And I was interviewing them both and talking about, you know, what is it like to be here in New York and starting this thing from scratch? Like it feels like we're able to start sort of afresh. And Alex talks about it so well. She just mentions it's like there's it's a very rare occurrence for any show to be able to find themselves again, to start fresh, to have a new chapter where they get to like mix things up and create a new legacy. And that was the most inspirational thing when we realized, you know what, we do, we're an established show with an established fan base that is still growing, and we're now able to start a whole new chapter in a whole new city with a whole new energy. And it really is, it's a magic thing, because you know, like being in New York with new crew, old crew, Kelly has never been happier. There's just something about it that goes, you know what? This season is going to be the start of something completely new and so special on the backbone of, you know, what was created in LA. And yeah, I think this season is just going to be the start of something incredible. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, the beginning of the season has already started off on a really great note. It's been a really great start to season five. Even with, you know, everybody kind of starting a little bit late. And I know that, you know, for the people who are in the office trying to book people, I know it's a bit of a challenge because, you know, even they're having to pivot this year a bit.
The strikes have been really interesting.
Yep.
Yes. I mean, you know, you talk about how there, you know, there's little challenges thrown in here and there. I mean, you guys are still technically in the midst of one of these challenges and you're, you know, you're trying to work around that. I guess, you know, before we get too far into, you know, a lot of the weeds about the show as it is now, let's go back to sort of like the genesis of when you first knew who Kelly was. Like, was she a big deal, at least for you, back in Australia before you even moved here to the States?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know a country that doesn't know who Kelly Clarkson is. And that's the thing that I've been learning, because I'm never, when I tell people what I do, I broach just like any job I've been on. I still broach it like I don't expect everyone to know who I'm working for, but I don't realize the gravitas of who Kelly Clarkson is to America, because Kelly is the one and only time that I think America came together and voted as one.
Yes,
so that is the general gist. But I've really realized that in the last, you know, couple of years since working with her, because whenever people ask me what I do, I say, do you know who Kelly Clarkson is? I work on a talk show. And they say, do I know who Kelly Clarkson is? And so I'm like, okay, cool. It's good to know. But even like I have friends all around the world, Brazil, the UK, through Europe, Australia, everywhere, and everyone knows and loves Kelly. And so it's been a really cool thing to me, as someone who grew up happy Saturday, knowing who she was. I remember her being the face of that show called American Idol that we didn't get on TV in Australia. We just had the ads for Australian Idol season one, and they used the promo of Kelly Clarkson winning in America to promote come out to auditions for Australian Idol. And it was just such a cool thing, because then her music was coming out, and as Australian Idol was huge. You know, Guy Sebastian was our first Australian Idol, and it was just one of the most watched things ever. His first single broke all records. Like, everyone watches this show, and it's on the backbone of American Idol being such a success. And as Simon Cowell said at Kelly's star reveal and star on the Walk of Fame, American Idol wouldn't have been a success if they didn't find a star. And that was Kelly Clarkson. And so, you know, she really did catapult all of those reality shows into sort of what they are. And so, yeah, I knew of who she was. I followed her music. And I didn't become a super fan until I started working for her. I've been a fan forever, but I'm absolutely a super fan now.
Better late than never.
Oh, yeah.
I saw you at the Today Show and in Vegas wearing your little Kelly shirts.
please. I'm just so supportive and proud of like the people I work with, and to have a boss like that, I'm like, I'm gonna wear every single one of your merch shirts. Let's go. Now I have a question for you guys. This is like swinging it back to you guys. I've known of who you guys are for quite a long time, and you know, there are so many amazing Kelly fans that, you know, that I've come in contact with through my job and what goes on. At what point, with you guys running this incredible fan podcast, did you realize that the people at Team Kelly and the Kelly Clarkson Show knew who you were?
You know, it was weird, because when we first started this, we thought, oh, wouldn't it be great if, you know, people found out, you know, close to her found out about it? Because, you know, we just thought, yes, we had goals like way down the line of talking to her and to the people closest to her. But I think, I mean, Pam, you might have to correct me or so, but I mean, it was about a year in.
Yeah.
And I think when we got our first like band interview, and I think we talked to
Jason.
Yeah. We talked to Jason first, and you know, Pam and I, you know, got off the line with him, and we just thought, oh my God, somebody who is like in her orbit actually knows about
us. And cares to talk to us for 1 hour. I'm like, holy shit. Like, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, just as everything kind of progressed over the years and we sort of started seeing, you know, people who worked for the show were liking our posts on social and
Andy
among, yes, you among many. And, you know, just the fact of, you know, those little bits of being acknowledged. And we weren't in it for the recognition or anything. I mean, this is serving fans first. This is all about building a community of fans. And it was an extra added bonus that people in Team Kelly were starting to take notice as well. You know, that was so surprising to us. And it was so gratifying because we thought, We are so proud of the work that we do for this podcast and for the fans that we were just happy that the people that were around her appreciated it and said, yeah, we like what you guys are doing as well.
Oh my yeah, God. Well, you are very much appreciated. It's such a wonderful thing. I remember when I first came across you guys and I listened to a couple of episodes and I'm like, oh my God, this is so fun to hear these fans who are diving into, you know, the world of Kelly. And I'm like, but how are they not in this world? And so I was so excited when I had that first opportunity. Do you remember the first time I reached out to you guys?
Well, yes, I was about to bring this up.
Yeah.
It was I think it was April. If we're thinking of the same thing, was it the Mine video, the Mine reaction video?
It was, so Kelly was releasing Chemistry coming up and she had her very first performance ever of her first single on our show. That's a telling story.
So the fun story was you had called one day. I had gotten my wisdom teeth out that day. So I was just a bloody, bloody mess. But thank God Jeremy picked up the phone or whatever. And I don't remember what was exchanged between the two of you. But then Jeremy's like, can I FaceTime you? I'm like, fine. You're going to be seeing a whole mess, but sure. So I'm all like gauzed up, everything. He's like, I don't really know what it was, but like Andy wants us to be in like the virtual audience, and we're gonna watch Mine, and I don't have any details, but that's, and it was not that, obviously, but
yeah.
I was just like, okay, I don't know what this means, but I'm excited. And then we found out that like it was the reaction video, which I had never done one before, and I was screaming in it because I didn't know you have to like keep the volume low on the music, because I was like,
oh, so you
don't,
oh my
hear God,
it,
yeah. This is, yeah. So not that,
no,
I,
you were fantastic.
Thank you. But thank you so much for thinking of us. That was such a flex for us. I was like, ooh, we're part of a Kelly Clarkson show video. How fun. I was excited.
I have to say, like, I mean, I have eaten off of my, cause you know, there's the video obviously of all the reactions of all the fans from around the world. And you were so nice because the team gave us a super underneath our names. I mean, not, you know, and said, you know, Jeremy Miss into podcast. And I like took a screen cap of that. That was my like Facebook profile photo for the longest time. Cause I just thought, never in my life would I have thought that, you know, my face next to a super with the Kelly Clarkson show logo were going to exist in the same universe, even with doing this podcast. And it just felt like the highest form of flattery that the show was reaching out to us to have any involvement whatsoever in something that she was doing. And quite honestly, Andy, you know, that was sort of the beginning of the most wild ride of a summer that Pam and I could have even possibly experienced, because that was just the start of it all. Next thing we know, you know, a few weeks later, we're running into you out in Los Angeles outside of Kelly's Belasco show. And then a few weeks later, you know, Kelly's label surprises us and bum rushes us with an interview with her. It was just, it will always remind me of just the most incredible summer that we ever had on this podcast. And it all started with you, really.
So thank you so much.
Honestly, it's just, I mean, listen, you guys are a freaking joy. And so there's nothing that makes me happier than the idea of, like, I'm in this position of where, like, we can actually bring joy to actual fans of Kelly. So how can we incorporate it? But you're not just fans. You guys are really working to spread the love and the joy of, you know, the fandom of, you know, our girl Kelly. And so I couldn't think of any better people to start off this, like, online reaction video to Kelly's first single than to have you guys involved. So it was so much fun. And from then, listen, we've been buds ever since. I love the Let's Go.
Yes.
By the way, I was very excited to see so many other fans in that video because I was terrified. Because obviously, you know, you were just talking with us about what we needed to do. You weren't sort of giving your grander view of what the video was going to be. I was terrified that it was going to be me and Pam trying to carry this video. And so I'm like, please God, tell me there's going to be other people. And thankfully there were, and there were so many wonderful fans, and it was
so great because
And so, but it was so great though, because we have actually sort of a lot of the fans from that video, we've actually gotten to meet ourselves. We met a lot of them in Vegas, and we've had a couple of them on the show as well. And so it actually kind of
Jed, is that what his name is?
Yes,
Jed with the amazing t-shirts in Vegas.
Jed. Jed's an old friend of mine from San Diego. Yeah, Jed's amazing.
And we met him in Vegas. Like a bunch of them had like matching like Miss Independent merch, and it was just I know who you are.
My boys from LA.
Oh my god,
yes. That was awesome.
So sweet.
That's the most fun thing is like meeting all of these different, like, amazing fans of Kelly's, and you guys always turn up to everything. And so, I mean, there's so many people. Like, I remember names like, there's like Sabrina and Kenzie and Megan and Millie and Steph and Rob and Jamie and Mama KC. And what's Mama's name? I don't even know what Mama's real name
is.
It's Kelly.
It is Kelly. That's amazing. And Tatiana and Liz and like Maria, there's so many amazing fans that are always turning up. It's so cool to sort of, you know, witness that and be a part of that and now become part of the fandom, because I'm always there rocking it while working. I'm always there like rocking out front row. It's so fun.
Yeah. You've kind of become a synonymous part with everything that we've been doing. You know, anything that's connected with the show, you always seem to, you know, pop up in some way. And, you know, that brings us to when we came out to LA and you actually were there to witness the moment that basically when Pam and I met in person for the first time. And it's funny because I think of that moment when you were telling your story about Kelly seeing your face for the first time, taking off your mask. You know, you sort of got to see our unmasking moment when we sort of met each other on a street in LA outside the venue for the very first time. And thank goodness, I mean, you were right there and you had your camera and everything.
You guys, you know that I have the footage of you guys meeting for the very first time.
I've been trying to think of a way to, like, how can we see it? But I didn't want to be that person.
Well, we were like, you know, because we know.
I'll make it work.
Yeah, because we know that a lot of stuff ends up on the cutting room floor that, you know, just never gets used and stuff. And we're like, oh, you know, maybe our meeting got left on the cutting room floor. And that's fine because we know, I'm sure there's still, you know,
Andy
stuff
is literally
that they might
looking at his screen right now.
I'm literally looking at my screen right now. So no, there's nothing that's been left on the cutting room floor with this because I filmed a whole bunch of behind the scenes for the Belasco tour just because we wanted to have it for safety. Weiss, yeah. Who is our in-house, Kelly's like in-house photographer. He's so amazing. And he's been
Weiss
with
is
us for
brilliant.
So long. Oh my God, he's one of my favorite humans at the show. He's brilliant. But yeah, so I worked alongside him and the team to just like cover like behind the scenes of everything for him because he filmed all of the Belasco concert to turn into her music videos, which is awesome. So I did the behind the scenes. And so I was just having so much fun filming fans' reactions and behind the scenes and, you know, questions on the streets and things like that. And I was filming at the time that you guys met for the first time. And I'm like, this is so cool. So I'm going to find that clip. And I'm going to ask Weiss with a pretty pink cherry on top because we're saving that footage in case anything does come of it, in case they want to use it for anything. But I'm just going to sort of say, hey, listen, can we share this with our friends? Because that would be so fun.
Oh, my God.
Stay tuned, everyone, for your Instagram.
You are the best. Yes. You are the best.
That would be great. Yeah. So please, we'll tell Weiss we'll do anything he needs to help smooth out the ask.
So we have a couple more questions because we know you are a busy man who is vacationing right now.
I could chat with you guys for hours.
I know.
Is fun.
So One thing that I was hoping was going to happen in New York, which by the time this comes out in like a week and a half, yes, we will have seen it. But right now we haven't. You guys are going to be doing a lot more field things like in the street in New York. And you and Miss Jessie Collins are going to be doing something soon.
No, it's funny. Me and Jessica Collins, that's a... We're going to be going out into the street and doing a lot more in New York. But the thing that was going to be me and Jessie Collins was going to be a What I'm Liking segment, because Jessie and I have been having a lot of fun in New York. And we actually just recorded this on Thursday. And so it'll be coming out. It'll be coming out. Let me look up this date now.
This episode is coming out on Halloween, so if that helps you at all in terms of like...
Oh, this is?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes.
On the 24th, so this Tuesday.
Yes.
So this Tuesday will be the What I'm Liking segment, where something that I filmed of Jessie in the streets is going to be our What I'm Liking. And it's a hoot. I've never been on camera before. And they asked me, like, they were like, Andy, stand here. Here's a mic. I'm like, what is happening? And so we recorded that. It was so much fun. So it was Kelly, Jessie, and I doing a really quick What I'm Liking. So tune in on Tuesday. And I'm going to see what – I honestly don't even want to watch it back. I don't like being on camera. I don't want to be on camera. But I just have so much fun with them all. So that's what the Jessie and Andy in the city obsessed. Was titled when it got put out there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm so obsessed with that.
Would you be up for doing something like that? Would you be up for being more of a kind of a character on the show with – with Jessie? Like if it was you and Jessie discovering the city?
If I would never see cameras, then I'll be absolutely down for that. Absolutely. No, I am one of those people, and Kelly can attest to this. If there is a camera on me or there's too much focus on me, even though I'm literally producing them as talent, I'm bright red. My normal stature is bright red. I'm already semi-pink right now just talking to you on Zoom. But if there is a camera on me, I'm tomato. And so I don't think tomato looks good on TV, to be very honest. I just like being behind the camera and using my energy to get the best out of talent. But at the same time, I'll do anything with these guys, like just going out and enjoying and even if I was able to surprise these guys with amazing experiences, I'd be down for anything. This city has so much opportunity and I just know everyone's so excited to be here.
And I'm kind of curious now that you're in New York, like I know, not that I was ever at the LA show, sadly, but I know it was just like on a soundstage there, but New York, you're literally, you walk out the door, like you got everything in front of you. So are there any things that you're hoping to film, any kinds of series, any locations that you're hoping to go, you know, without spoiling anything, but like your dream list of kinds of digital exclusives? Did I put you on the spot? I'm sorry.
There's so much that we can do. And on the spot. I live on the spot. So there's so many things that we're brainstorming right now, what we can do with this Kelly digital time, because I get to film with Kelly every single week, something fun and exclusive. And so we're filming Creepy Toddler Stories, yes. Chapter 5 this Wednesday, which is fun. Everyone send in. We've actually just posted. Oh, this is coming out at Halloween.
I know,
anyway,
but we can still post something on our socials for our little small little following.
Let's go. Share our social. That's great.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, there's just so much opportunity. There's not much time to run around with Kelly in that sort of window. But I'm hoping to be able to do much more of her in the halls of 30 Rock, because there is so much happening with all the shows around us. We have Fallon across the hallway. We have SNL two levels above. We have Seth Meyers. We have the Today Show. There's so much that we can do. And so I'm just hoping and developing some fun things that we might be able to do in the coming seasons,
yeah,
and hopefully shortly. So there was one, stand by. There's so much.
There was one skit that she did when she was on Seth Meyers that I'm sure you can't replicate exactly, but if you need inspiration, it's a fan favorite interview. They went to the top of the Rock, and I guess they were in the Rainbow Room.
Oh my God.
The day drinking? Yes.
Day drinking with Seth Meyers and Kelly Clarkson. I'm sorry. That was iconic. That was fantastic.
Gold. Absolute gold.
That was so fun. Having said that, was so fun because like we filmed that episode where Seth came on our show, for Kelly's show, and then she was on Seth Meyers' show that night. So it was a fun day. I filmed the social video of them like together saying, should we spend the day together? It was super fun. But everyone in 30 Rock is just such a joy. And I feel like they're so excited. Like, I've never been in the building in my life, so this is such a joy for me. But I feel like everyone has like this area of, or this level of excitement that we're in the building, because it's like a new energy. Everyone's been there for so long, and we're coming in here like we're a bucket of joy at the Kelly Clarkson show. And everyone's just been so warm and welcoming and so nice, but it's just been really fun. And so I'm hoping there's a lot more collaboration with everyone, you know, wanting to like share talent in the building. And we just had Bowen Yang on the Kelly Clarkson show, who I am such a fan of. He's such a cool guy. And we have Matt Rogers coming on, who also was on Las Culturistas podcast.
You had him. Paul Schaefer as well.
Oh, the legend Paul Schaefer was in our band for that episode. That was amazing. But, you know, like this week we like have a lot of Broadway people as well coming on, which is so cool. By the time this comes out, these would have aired. But, you know, we have we're filming our Halloween episode this Tuesday, which will be coming out on the 31st, which is when this podcast comes out.
Perfect.
And we've got some fun people coming on for that, which is super fun. But lots of Broadway people this week. We have Leslie Odom Jr., Sarah Bareilles, and the Merrily We Roll Along cast. Like, it's just...
It's the perfect
It's so cool being here in New York. And and it's so up Kelly's alley. She loves Broadway.
You know, the fact that you can't really have a lot of actors right now, or you can, but, you know, you're very strict about what they can actually talk about. It's so good that you're in New York and can get the Broadway people.
Totally.
Because if you were still in L.A., that wouldn't be as easy.
Oh, absolutely.
Not be nearly as easy.
Yeah, we can get a lot of musicians, which is great. But as you've just seen, we just had our Alanis Morissette episode go live this week, which will be 2 weeks ago when this comes out, or a week ago.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Good. What a day in the office.
I bet.
I am still just processing having that icon who we all grew up with, not just on our show for a full hour, but being able to sing multiple songs, but then to be able to have Kelly sing with her. I was just sitting, like, I filmed a whole behind the scenes of their sound check and everything. It's online now. And that was amazing on its own. But just seeing Kelly that genuinely, like, this is the reason I'm a songwriter. She is the reason why I'm here. And, like, this is the best day of her life. Oh, episodes like that make me just so grateful to work in this industry and on this show. Oh, I was standing up the back, and I am not ashamed to say I shed a tear three separate times. I was like, oh my God, this is a lot. This is awesome.
Oh, I love that.
I imagine just, you know, waking up in the morning and knowing that that was like the episode you were going into work to film that day. And I'm sure that it happens a lot, but that has to be so exciting for you and so fulfilling, knowing that you've got these just exciting days ahead of you almost every day that you walk into 30 Rock.
Totally. And I'm never someone who takes anything for granted. As you can tell, I'm just like obnoxiously joyful and so grateful for everything that happens. And like every day I literally say, look what we're doing. Not just the fact that we have these amazing superstars on our show. Every day I get to hear Kelly Clarkson just walking around, like warming up, singing a karaoke and then performing it for this crowd. And the crowd here in New York, guys, you've been here, Pam. It is a rock concert now.
Yes.
The way they built this set, the seats, the way they go up, it's like you're in a stadium.
Yes.
And everyone is screaming. There's 200 people in this audience compared to a slightly smaller number in LA in a massive soundstage in LA. Now we're in this amazing new set that's like you're in this rock concert and you can feel it.
Yes.
Like when they cheer, you realize like, oh God, like Kelly affects people so much. Like, and she has so many fans that really care about her. And it also helps me not forget how special this job is, that I get to not just listen to this talented superstar every day, but that I get to hear the joy coming from this audience. Ah, I don't know what can top this job.
I don't either. And you are the perfect person for it. And I'm so, so, so incredibly happy for you that you're making out like our lives as fans, like just so much more joyful because you're capturing all this incredible content that none of us would ever see otherwise. So we thank you so much. I speak on behalf
of all
the fans.
I'm glad that you enjoy. That means a lot.
Yeah. Now so this is your third year now on the show. Have you had some of the digital content that you have worked on, have you got some favorites of the first three seasons that you've done?
Oh, I mean, we've done so many fun games. Like, I love anything with Jesse and Kelly together, yes, singing. Like, when they do, like, Kelly versus, like, song title emoji is always so fun, where they're playing a game plus then they sing together. It's awesome. I've got some more things in the works for this season. Ooh. Coming up. Honestly, some of my favorite behind the scenes things, one of my highlights, and it's probably not one of the ones that you'd be thinking of, is when I got to film the making of Kelly's star on the Walk of Fame. And so there's this video that came out that I filmed and sort of produced. I wanted it to be more like less of a game. I want it to be like a beautiful piece that really celebrates who she is and all the speeches that people gave at that ceremony. But even better than that, I got to film the whole process of making her star. So for the week beforehand, I was coming in every day with the guy who made it, and I'd filmed the whole process. And then I got to help lay the star in, and some of the letters and things like that with him, because we became buds. And I was like, what is happening? And so I'm there making Kelly's star on the Walk of Fame, filming it, and then at the ceremony with like Simon Cowell, Paula Abdul, and Jason and Jason Halbert, you know, giving all their beautiful speeches and being able to cut that into a piece that celebrates our girl. I was like, that was a really cool, iconic moment that, like, you pinch yourself going, oh, that's something that I don't think I've ever seen people do before. Wow. So that was a cool original. If you haven't seen it, check it out on YouTube.
Check it out.
But yeah, any of the behind the scenes I absolutely love. Like this would have been out by the time this episode comes out, but today,
yes, I watched
behind
it.
The scenes of the premiere came out.
So cute.
I was able to film for the last like weeks, filming like all the behind the scenes of building the set, the rehearsing for the show, karaoke filming, all the stars of like Today Show and 30 Rock. It's just been so fun. So just being able to like film and be like a pair of eyes on these amazing moments that people don't normally get to see, and then putting it out to the world. It's really, really cool. And just showing, you know, all the happiness.
I'm so glad you also did have her do the Australian lingo, whatever.
Which I'm
sure,
funny.
Like, everyone back home was probably like, oh my God, Kelly doesn't know anything. It's like, we don't know. It was so cute.
It was fun. No, it's because now that the Kelly Clarkson Show is in Australia as well, which makes me so proud.
Yes.
Yeah, the Australian channels had asked us to like do some sort of video. And so I said, what if I teach Kelly Aussie slang? That was one of the highlights of being able to work with her, because it was just fun being able to like teach her a little bit of my home country. And she's been to Australia and loves it a lot. So it was that was a lot of fun.
I love that. That's like when I went to the talk show last week, 2 weeks ago, there was an NBC news anchor there doing all the like New York quizzing things or this or that. I was just like, I mean, it's very different, obviously, but I was just like, oh, this is nice. I feel so at home right now just hearing her being like pizza or bagel.
Hey.
Although some of her answers were wrong. I'm just saying. She said she prefers a rat over a cockroach. Ma'am, no. No.
Here's the thing, and I'm with her on this. Cockroaches are a big ass no, but rats are also. Rats, since I moved to New York,
massive.
First experience when I moved here, I was on the Brooklyn side of the river, so I literally caught a train over so I could just like see the night skyline. I'm walking from the train towards the water, and I see this cat run past, or like a dog, or maybe it's like a camel or something. I'm like, what is that? There are cats out here? And then my friend said, no, that's a New York rat.
They're massive. They're disgusting.
You guys,
horrible.
It is the size of a small mammal. That is not okay, New York. It feels like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle thing where they've had toxic waste and they've turned into something bigger and
they eat the garbage and then they grow massive. Yes, that's what I mean. They are terrifying. Listen, I've had cockroaches in past apartments because that's like a New York rite of passage. I hope it doesn't happen to you. And it's terrifying, but I would much prefer that over a rat.
Jeremy, cockroach or rat? New York.
Ooh, I'm not a bug guy. This is such a hard choice. I'm gonna have to say cockroach, honestly.
You guys,
I'm not an insect guy. I don't like them at all. But the size of New York rats is unnatural. Like that just shouldn't exist in nature.
Yeah, I'm sorry that we chose that as the question. We could have been like pizza or bagel.
Which she did, and she chose. There was no right or wrong answer. That they're both correct. So
whatever she answers is never a right or wrong answer. It's exactly as it should
except
be.
Except for the rat.
God, I sound like I have a PR person behind me and they're being like, say this.
Great publicity. She's great. Put her in a great light.
Let's go.
No, I love you, Kelly, even though rats are worse. Okay.
I do want to say one quick thing going back to the video that came out on the day that we're recording this, the behind the scenes of the first week or the first episode, really.
Yeah,
you've said the word joyful a lot when you talk about the environment in the people that work at the show. And I have to say that you did a really good job of showing that in the video. I mean, whether it was talking to Jesse or Jocko or Joe or Alex, everybody just sort of exudes excitement and joy behind the scenes. And I have to think that it's hard to, I mean, I'm sure that you guys have your days where, you know, there's just, you know, things just feel like they're going wrong. But I feel like that has to be so infectious just walking into that building and specifically, you know, walking onto your floors that you occupy and just being around people who are genuinely excited about what they're doing day in and day out.
Yeah, look, it's also part of me being this person that I am, is that joy is contagious, you know? Hatred is contagious, so why not choose joy? Yeah. And so when I step into the office, and I'm literally so obnoxious, guys, I'm like, I'm the guy who is like, morning, everyone, morning, what's going on? And everyone's like, hi. I'm like, that's how I want to have my workplace. So, and then you sort of realize, well, why don't you bring that to the workplace? And that's just such a joy. But it's not just me. Like, people genuinely are so happy to be here. One of the social clips that we did actually release on social that wasn't in the behind the scenes, but it was on the same day that I filmed all of that. We released it as pre-promotion for the season that was coming up. And I interviewed Kelly in the audience loading area when we were filming the karaoke. And she was just genuinely talking about like how amazing this crew is. And everyone's so nice and hardworking. And like, they're just so happy to be there. Like she was going to be shocked about it. Like she's heard that crews in New York aren't like that. Like this crew is so can do, so positive, so hardworking, but everyone's just enjoying each other. I actually feel like I've seen this New York crew kind of look around like they were shocked by it. Like they're kind of like, wait, this is real. Is this just the first week? And then like the next week it's the same. It's like, I think they're just genuinely sort of shocked by how genuinely hardworking and happy and supportive everyone is in this team. And now that sort of builds from there. So, and that also stems from the top down. And yeah. So, you know, when it starts from someone, you know, like Kelly, then our executive producers and everyone, they're all just so uplifting and supportive and can do. Anyone who comes into our crew from the sides, like into this new season, like they're all going to be a part of that. And I think it's contagious. And so that's for everyone out there. Joy is contagious, so spread it.
Like, even when I was in the audience, there was one of the cameramen who, like, we were having, like, a full-on conversation. Shout out Franco, I think his name is.
Oh, my God, Franco is one of my new favorite crew members.
He's lovely, and, like,
joyful.
He didn't have to talk to me, but we spoke for, like, 5 minutes, and it was just so lovely.
And how do you remember his name after one? You're so great.
I'm good with names. I am good with names. Ah. I am, yeah. That's one thing I can remember. Most things for practical life, I can, but yes.
Weren't you seated right near Franco too, like where you were seated at the
show? She was front row, right on the aisle. Girl, I got a VIP ticket. Let's go.
And I'm so excited because Jeremy's coming to town in a few weeks, and he has never seen the talk show ever. Not in LA, not in New York, premiere weeks in past years. So, like, I'm super excited for you, Jeremy, that you get to experience this.
This will actually be my very first ever live TV taping of anything because, you know, we don't get a whole lot of those here in the Midwest. So it's going to be very exciting. Oh, I'm sure. Andy, before we wrap up, I know I can speak for Pam here. I want to say thank you to you. You have been so incredibly kind and generous and giving and inclusive to us. You were saying earlier in the show when you were asking us about, you know, sort of what did we think when we first sort of got noticed by Team Kelly? It's because of people like you that have given us the experiences that we have had that, you know, we are never going to forget. And our audience has told us that, you know, one of the things that they really like is when we can share fun experiences through us to them, because it makes them feel like they're a part of it as well. And, you know, you just in this last hour, you have told us so many fun stories about the experiences that you've gotten to have. And we've now feel like we're a part of those experiences. So thank you to you for making us just a small part of this overall experience of the Kelly Clarkson Show and just everything that you have done for us, because we are eternally grateful and it has really been so fun and so rewarding. And you are just, you are joy personified. You exude it in everything that you do and every interaction, in any interaction we've ever had with you. You are just so kind and wonderful. So thank you for everything that you have done for us, because we could never repay it. And, you know, we will be eternally grateful. So thank you for just being you.
You guys are so sweet. Very, very sweet. I say it back to you. It's just good people attract good people. And it's just good to be part of a community where we all, you know, get to share the same love for certain things, but we all take care of each other. And so being able to, you know, enjoy things like this that comes from just my work, my job, like, this is awesome for me. So thank you for your time. I get to spend more time with you. A whole hour of just chatting with you guys. This is bliss.
Oh, yeah. You are too nice. We love you so
and
much.
You know, I was always told that there are two different things in life. You know, there's work and there's a job. And if you truly love what you do, it's your job. But it's when you don't love it, it's work. And I can tell that what you do day in and day out at the Kelly Clarkson Show is not work for you. That is your job. And you do a stellar job and you do wonderful work.
Thank you very much. No, listen, there's, I do believe in that like, I don't want to have to go to work every single day. I love what I do. But Jeremy, I got to call you out on this one. There aren't just two things in life, job and work. There's vacations, there's alcohol, there's dogs, there's movies, there is scuba diving. There's so many things. Diving. But, you know, work is definitely a big one of them.
Yes.
I hate that I said alcohol is number two.
Andy's going to have fun this weekend.
Yep, Andy's got a good weekend coming up, I'm sure.
Andy.
No, I've been happily, like, since I got to New York, I've just been happily, like, just politely sober.
Good for you.
Like, it's been nice to want to experience everything, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've had a couple of drinks here and there and with Jesse, and that's coming out on our What I'm Liking.
Yes!
But I'm just absorbing this city right now. That won't last for long. Don't worry. I'm going to have a drink with you guys when you're here next, Jeremy.
Oh,
yes. We would love that. He is the senior supervising digital producer for the Kelly Clarkson Show. And he is an absolute joy of a human being. And we are so thankful that we know him. He is Andy Shaw. Andy, thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you so much.
You are the best.
We love you.
Love you guys. It's so nice to spend time with you on my Saturday while here in the peacefully, rainfully Fire Island. It was
perfect.
Lovely.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see you again soon.
You too.
I mean, what else is there to say about producer Andy?
Mr. Andy Shawpants.
Yes, he is just absolutely a gem of a human being. Now, I mean, even if he didn't work with Kelly and he didn't have the association, Andy would be the kind of guy that I would love to just know in my life, because he is just so much fun and just a wonderful human being. So we are so glad that he had some time to join us on the show. It's actually been an interview that's been months in the work, but strikes got in the way and scheduling, and just we're just glad that we finally got him on the show.
And he literally did this from his vacation, which he was totally cool about doing. So, like, not many people would do that. So I was like, I'm okay to reschedule. He's like, no, let's do it. So, Andy, we love you, and you're the best. And we hope you guys enjoyed this interview. It was so much fun.
We certainly did. Yeah.
We certainly did. As always, you can find us on all the socials, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, at Miss Into Podcast. If you listen on the Spotify app, please consider leaving us a rating, and you can also leave feedback on individual episodes. And if you listen on Apple Podcasts, please consider leaving us a rating and review there. We'll be back next week. I think we might be doing our Meaning of Life album breakdown.
I think that sounds like a good plan. It's been requested, and so we shall do.
We want to serve the people. Anyway, hope you guys enjoy the rest of your week. We'll talk soon. Bye.
Take care, guys.
Thanks for listening to Miss Into Podcast. Miss Into Podcast was written and produced by Jeremy and Pam. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you'll be the first to know when a new podcast is posted. Find us and continue the conversation at Miss Into Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Find more at missintopodcast.com.